Hey, behalf of John Elway, Coach Kubiak, and the Broncos organization, we're very excited about the extension that Darian Stewart just signed. You know, Darian came here last year, and for me being his position coach, it's been a great pleasure. When he first got here, you know, you can see right away he brought great leadership. He brought a different style to the way we played in the secondary. He's that kind of enforcer guy. And the thing that you guys, you know, don't get a chance to see is behind closed doors, he does a great job with the young guys, just staying on them, helping them with how to study tape, their practice habits on the field. But he's been a great surprise for us. And you guys have seen how he's contributed to this team, not only last year, but this year as well.
How y'all doing?
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Open it up for questions, guys. Did you expect that this would get done when it got done?
Yeah, I did. You know, I knew when I had a chance to sign here, man, the opportunity to, that, you know, I would take it, you know, just for the love of this organization, you know, that I received, the city, the fans. I love being here. My family loves being here. You know, I thought Denver was a great place for us.
How much is this a life-changing contract?
Anytime I can take care of my family for the long haul, I take it. You know, that's another reason I made this deal, man. My baby girl was born here, so that was another reason I took in, I signed here.
Did you consider going to the market or waiting, being patient for the market where you might have made a little bit more?
You know, it's not always about the money, man. I love winning. I love everything we have within the organization, from the coaching staff to the strength coaches all the way down to the video guys. We got a good group of men here, and I love being around them, man, and I love coming in to work with them every week.
Post signing with Denver in 2010 when you went undrafted?
I was. I got a call from my man, Kenny McKinley, God rest his soul, you know, trying to get me out here. And that was the last time I talked to my man. And I still think about him to this day, you know, just being out here. But, yeah, I definitely considered it then.
You know, this can be an insecure business where you're always looking over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. What did you honestly think when the Broncos drafted two safeties, you know, back in whatever it was?
You know, I thought we needed it, man, just losing Brute and Omar. You know, I thought it added depth to the secondary. And those guys, just watching their highlights, I knew that they were going to make an impact. So, I'm happy that they're here. You know, I'm happy that I'm here for another four just to work with them. You know, it's only gonna get better.
What has health meant to allow you to kind of become the star maybe you should have been earlier in your career? Because when you look back at your career, you play well in stretches, but I know the hamstrings were more annoying. Has that been the key of the scheme? What has it allowed you to blossom here?
I thought, you know, just everything around here, like I said, from the strength coaches, they regimen is A1, like compared to any other place I've been. And I know that I can stay healthy. I can stay on the field. I got great doctors out here that I can work with. And that's another reason I took in, I signed, you know.
So were they offering you $5 million a year and then the Saints game it went up to $7
million
a year?
we were in talks, man. But, you know, it wasn't where we wanted to be. And, you know, we were able to get something done. You know, I'm just happy to be here.
Saints game didn't hurt your position.
Oh, no, not at all.
Was there ever any concern, though, that you may not be able to sign back with the Broncos just because of how their cap situation might be going forward and you'd have to look elsewhere just because?
No, I was just prayerful, man. I knew I wanted to be here. It was just when it was going to get done. You know, I was patient with it. I just handled my business on the field and just let everything else take care of itself.
It's like you and Brandon and Vaughn and others re-signing. How much of it is because you feel like you've got something special here and you want to keep that core?
That's another big reason. You know, I took all that into account. We got guys that's extended for some years. And that that camaraderie, you know, it makes us better as a team. We trust one another. I love those boys like my brother, you know. And, you know, I'm happy to have to be able to play with them for another four.
What's it like to be able to have this moment with your family here?
It's exciting. You know, it's just a happy day, and my baby girl and my wife get to experience it with me.
The news coming out the day before a game can sometimes be quieter, but what was it like, and then was your phone blowing up leading up to
that? Yeah, it was. I had to keep it on the charger. It was really busy, but, you know, it's just trying to get focused on the game, you know, and task at hand.
When did y'all start talking extension, and what did it mean that they, you know, felt the need to go after you?
It was weeks before the New Orleans game, maybe a week or two before, you know. My agent, you know, hit me up, and we know that we're going to start working on some stuff.
How did it feel for them to feel like you were a priority to get done early?
You know, I was happy. You know, I was ready to get something done and just get back to football.
You're going to have a good Christmas. I don't probably want to ruin anything with your wife here, but how much is this going to change Christmas now?
Not too much. not too much, but they'll definitely get a nice gift, because you got to think, we got Christmas, you got Valentine's Day. You got to take all that into consideration, man. And so it's just a great opportunity just to be able to keep that smile on their face.
Okay, thank you, Darren.
Right. Thank you.
Come on, baby.
Good.
We're leaving.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Get the fan. Come on, baby. Come on, boo. Get some of these pictures.
She's like, whoa.
Yeah.